A very good morning to you all, and welcome to day 19 of our 40 days Lenten reflections and prayers. Our text for reflection is Mark 8, 10 to 21. He got into the boat with his disciples and went to the region of Dalmanutha. The Pharisees came and began to question Jesus. To test him, they asked him for a sign from heaven. He sighed deeply and said, "Why does this generation ask for a sign? Truly I tell you, no sign will be given to it." Then he left them, got back into the boat, and crossed to the other side. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, except for one loaf they had with them in the boat. "Be careful," Jesus warned them. "Watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and that of Herod." They discussed this with one another and said, "It is because we have no bread." Aware of their discussion, Jesus asked them, "Why are you talking about having no bread? Do you still not see or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes but fail to see and ears but fail to hear? And don't you remember? When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up?" 12, they replied. "And when I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up?" They answered, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand? Watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees." Jesus Christ issued that stark warning to his unbelieving disciples at the beginning of a passage of scripture. Watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and that of Herod. What did he mean? In the parallel text in Matthew, Jesus did not speak of the yeast of bread, but the yeast of doctrine. The self-righteousness and formalism of the Pharisees and the worldliness and skepticism of the courtiers of Herod were the object of the Lord's caution. The Pharisees were steeped in religious duties, while Herod was steeped in sin. But they shared one poisonous fault that can infect Christian people today. That is, their obstinate refusal to believe despite the evidence. That is why Jesus asked those series of questions to his disciples. "Why are you talking about having no bread? Do you still not see or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes but fail to see and ears but fail to hear? And don't you remember?" These disciples will not admit the truth nor embrace it, even when it was so clear. Herod and his confidants failed to believe when they heard of the mighty works of Jesus. Instead, they were insisting that Jesus should provide a sign conforming to their own goals and aspirations before they will commit themselves to believe. There are two things or doctrines that Jesus warns us against in this passage: formalism and skepticism. Let me dwell on formalism. When we are Christians in name only and not in reality, in outward show only and not in inward reality, in profession only and not in practice, when our Christianity is a mere matter of form or fashion or custom without any influence on our hearts or lives, our religion is called formal religion. The evidence is in some of the churches and our individual lives. We celebrate the proud instead of the humble. I must be the head and not the tail. I must be the first and not the last in everything. This is their slogans. Of course, nobody wants to be last or to be a failure. But Jesus' constant biblical epigram was humility and not pride. And he taught that those who humble themselves would be lifted. And then sometimes too, in some of the churches, the emphasis is always on money and not character formation. False prophecies target areas of need, including suggestions of supernatural financial expectations. Prophetic utterances sometimes suggest some parents are the cause of all the problems of their children. In some contexts, especially in Africa, some prophecies demand that Christians dismiss their own parents as witches and wizards. Church members are encouraged to pray for the destruction of their enemies instead of loving and praying for those who hate them, as Jesus Christ teaches. The Apostle Paul anticipated these problems when he spoke of the last days in 2 Timothy 3 verse 1 to 5. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. Have nothing to do with such people, says Paul to Timothy. Dear friends, Jesus Christ has a vision of what the kingdom of God looks like, and he wants to lead us into that kingdom. But we seem to see nothing, no matter how hard we try. Everything looks to us like a barren field because our hearts are hardened and our religion is mere formality. We prefer to remain in the dark, following the deceitfulness of the world and of those who pretend to represent God with all kinds of mind-blowing religious titles. But Jesus calls us to trust his vision. We sometimes doubt our Lord when the resources to sustain us seem insufficient, because we easily forget the bounteous provisions of God that we once enjoyed. We want to hold back our commitment until we have more proof. We may try to fill our churches with eye-opening miracles that are inspired by the latest technology and show of fashion, but end up distributing spiritual junk food to Christians that never satisfy. Dear friend, false prophets and false teachers have done far more mischief in the Christian church today than all the bloody persecutions of the emperors of Rome. They have sabotaged the truth of God and replaced genuine spiritual processes with extraordinary and dramatic display of miracles. Some have transformed Christianity into a matter of outward show without inward reality. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, showed compassion on the crowds by feeding them, but the disciples did not understand who he was. He warned them about the yeast or pride of the Pharisees and Herod, but they only thought in terms of literal bread. They needed divine illumination to understand the true nature of Christianity, one that is not superficial, but committed in the transformation of character and conduct. We all need divine guidance to truly hear and believe God's word. Watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees. Gracious God, we ask for eyes open to see your glory in the world around, for ears to hear Jesus speak to us, for minds ready to engage with your thoughts, for hearts to love you more and our neighbors as ourselves. Help us to see that all you have commanded us to be is found in Jesus. Good Shepherd, may you show us the paths of right living that lead to refreshing streams and green pastures for all the earth. Savior God, whose well-meaning disciples sometimes missed the point, help us to keep our focus on you. Forgive us, we humbly ask, when we have been overtaken by our own projects rather than nurture the life of your kingdom. We have looked other ways and not been mindful of you. We have hurt others and ourselves. Draw us close, we pray. May you speak words of forgiveness within us, reignite the fire of faith, and inspire us with the breath of your Spirit. May the glory of Jesus Christ reflected upon our faces, may we shine for you each day and serve you and fellow people now and always. Amen.